This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The Arkansas Forestry Commission says crews responded to 33 wildfires on Sunday. Windy conditions perpetuating the situation. Officials have yet to determine how many acres actually burned, but say they had to use an air tanker to drop water on a fire in Howard County. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Lawmakers are back at the Capitol today and will try to finish redrawing Arkansas's congressional districts. The House has backed a proposal that's expected to go before a Senate panel in the afternoon. It moves the city of Fayetteville into the 4th congressional district. A Newark man has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with 2 counts of kidnapping and 3 other felonies. Court information says 45-year-old David Lee Hogan approached his ex-wife's vehicle and pulled a gun as she was leaving her residence with her daughter last Thursday morning. The documents say Hogan forced the two women to drive around the county, making threats including killing his ex-wife and himself if she did not, quote, come back to me. The court records say Hogan finally made them drive to a residence in Newark where he released the two. The ex-wife does have a permanent order of protection on Hogan. Police say Hogan also called the ex after she had notified police officers about his actions, and he reportedly told her he would kill her. In addition to being charged with kidnapping, Hogan is also charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, terroristic threatening, aggravated assault on family members, and violating an order of protection. His bond has been set at $200,000. And the leader of the Arkansas State Police has announced he's retiring. Colonel Winfred Phillips announced today that his last day on the job will be this Friday. Phillips came out of retirement 4 years ago at the request of Governor Mike Beebe to lead the agency. The 73-year-old Phillips says he spoke with Beebe in recent days and submitted his resignation last Thursday. Phillips told troopers and other state police staff on Monday. Phillips began work with the Arkansas State Police in 1964 as a radio operator and became a trooper 2 years later. Governor Mike Beebe issued a statement praising Phillips' work and said the colonel will resume his retirement with his thanks. The Independence County Solid Waste Transfer Station, located just north of the Batesville city limits, has been closed until further notice. The transfer station operator, IESI Environmental Services, says the facility was struck by lightning during a thunderstorm this morning, disrupting electrical services to the facility. And congratulations to winners of the North Central Arkansas District Fair Spring Livestock Show. The Wee Junior Showmanship winner was Delaney Harris of Sharp County. The Grand Champion Gated Mare, Shayna Manning of Sharp County, and Reserve Champion Mare Leslie Jennings of Independence County. An Oklahoma man was killed Sunday afternoon in a motorcycle accident in Stone County. 64-year-old Benny D. Foster of Cache, Oklahoma, was riding his Harley motorcycle east on Highway 66 toward Mountain View when it left the road, entered a steep grassy bank between the bridge and Happy Hollow Road, then collided with the embankment. He was the only one on board. This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.